A coroner's inquest is hearing that Basil Borutsky was deemed a high-risk offender years before he murdered three of his former partners in 2015. James Pearson, a quality assurance manager with the Ministry of the Solicitor General, says probation officers first deemed Borutsky to be a high-risk offender in October 2013. Borutsky had been convicted the previous year of two counts of uttering threats, mischief, and several other offenses, and probation and parole officers conducted a risk assessment following his release from custody. He was convicted of more offenses in 2014, including overcoming resistance by attempting to choke, suffocate or strangle another person in assault, and upon his release from prison, Pearson says Borutsky scored in one of the highest risk categories for domestic violence recidivism, which is the tendency of a perpetrator to re-offend. Borutsky, who had a known history of violence against women, embarked on a deadly rampage on September 22, 2015, killing Carol Culleton, Natalie Warmerdam and Anastasia Kuzik on their properties in the Ottawa Valley. The inquest is exploring the circumstances of the women's deaths and considering ways to protect victims of intimate partner violence, particularly in rural communities. This report by the Canadian Press was first published June 22, 2022.